going to County Meath next, where as members of Meath Civil Defence were on duty yesterday at the winter solstice in Newgrange and a cycling race in Navan, their headquarters in the county town went on fire, destroying half their fleet of vehicles and causing about €1 million worth of damage. The buildings were only opened 5 years ago. Kieran Keogh is Chief Executive of Meath County Council. He's been telling me what happened.
So effectively, Gavin, yesterday afternoon at around 4 o'clock, the fire alarm started going off at our civil defence headquarters in what's called Mullaby Industrial Estate here in Navan in County Meath. So our civil defence officer asked some of our team who were out yesterday afternoon actually performing a duty on a race event here in Navan Down just to go and check the scene. They arrived at the scene, they noticed that the building was on fire. They immediately dialed 999 and Meath County Council Fire Services responded immediately. Crews from Navan initially, but then crews from Kells and Nobber supported them. And so they then fought the fire to contain it, bring it in control, stop spread within the building as much as possible, and to make the area safe. So they spent a few hours bringing the whole scene under control.
And how much damage was done?
Substantial amount of damage, Gavin, has been done. The way the building is laid out, and it's a relatively new building, opened in 2020. Very proud of it. It's one of the best civil defence units in the country, we would say. It's a building, it's an industrial building with appliance bays, as we call it, effectively where we store all our civil defence appliances, as we call them. And the other side of the building would be offices and storage areas. So that was part of the containment that I mentioned, that the fire was predominantly in the appliance bays. And then the fire services did manage to stop that, the fire spread into the offices, and indeed the fire prevention measures within the building itself stopped any fire spreading into either the offices or the storage areas. So that's a little bit of good news, I suppose, in relation to the overall damage. But there was a lot of damage done to the building itself, roof damage, wall damage. The doors have been, are now obviously gone from the intensity of the fire. And unfortunately, the appliances that were inside have been severely damaged and are obviously gone beyond repair in most cases.
When you say appliances, Kieran, what do you mean? Is that vehicles?
Yeah, they're vehicles, and they would be everything from a couple of Jeeps. We have a fire tender ourselves, actually, that we use on events, on some events. We have the communications vehicle, another vehicle that was ready to be converted into a communications center. We have some of our boats, actually, were in the unit itself, and they've suffered damage. And an ambulance that we would have used at events as well has had fire damage as well. So substantial damage to a good number of our vehicles. Approximately over half the fleet that we would have.
How many
in
civil
defence has now been destroyed? How about 6 to 7 vehicles which are destroyed, and another couple are severely fire damaged as well. So we're assessing that damage to those vehicles at the moment, Gavin, in relation to, obviously, like I said, 6 are completely gone. They're obvious that they have been damaged beyond repair. And there are another 2 or 3 that are going through assessment as to identify the level of damage done to them.
Any idea how the fire started?
No, so once the fire services finished and got full control of the fire event itself, it was then handed over to Gardaí last night to secure the scene. And this morning, the forensic units from Garda Síochána attended the scene, and they've carried out an investigation. The only thing that they did say is that they don't suspect any foul play, which is good, but the full details then haven't been made available to us at the moment, so we'll get that in due course. But the good news is we don't suspect any foul play in relation to the event itself.
So will you still be able to do what you plan to do over Christmas?
Yeah, we have the Civil Defence Unit in Meath, as they are across the country, are busy over the Christmas period. We support community groups and local events by providing traffic support, event management, ambulances in some cases, etc. And we've 2 events planned over the Christmas period. Thankfully, those vehicles would have been out anyway. That would normally do that. Another one of our ambulances was out at the event, like I said earlier yesterday, between the winter solstice in Newgrange and that event in Navan in the afternoon. So they weren't involved, and we would have other vehicles in other locations across the county. So we are in a position, thankfully, that we can provide that assurance to the people that, look, it's operations as normal, business as usual. And the great thing that did happen, Gavin, and as part of the civil defence story across the country, is all our neighbouring and adjoining civil defence units immediately contacted us yesterday evening, offering any support that we may need should another event happen over the Christmas period, that they're willing to make all their teams and equipment available to us as well, should we need it.
That's Kieran Keogh, the Chief Executive of Meath County Council, speaking to us earlier.